Our next presenter is Dr. Peter Thomas. He's an epidemiologist and a senior research scientist with the National Center for Hepatitis, HIV/AIDS, STD, and TB Prevention at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He leads research and surveillance projects on HIV testing and HIV transmission on African American populations and other high-risk and underserved populations. He'll be talking today about using event-based HIV testing to increase awareness of HIV status and identify undiagnosed infection among black populations, the Behavioral Assessment and Rapid Testing, or BART, project. Welcome, Peter.
First, let me say that I have no relationships to disclose. HIV continues to place a heavy burden on the African American community, as blacks are disproportionately impacted by the HIV/AIDS epidemic. In 2009, for example, the HIV infection rate among blacks was 69.9 cases per 100,000 persons, which is nearly 8 times the rate for whites. There is well-documented disparity between blacks and other racial and ethnic groups, and this disparity is found across all age, gender, and HIV risk groups, where blacks are overrepresented among those diagnosed with HIV. In 2009, blacks made up approximately 13% of the U.S. population in the 40 states with established HIV infection reporting, but accounted for 52% of HIV diagnoses. Similarly, black men accounted for 47% of men diagnosed with HIV and 42% of men who have sex with men who are diagnosed with HIV. Also, black women, who were 14% of U.S. women, represented 66% of women diagnosed with HIV in that year. And even among young adults, the proportion of blacks among HIV-positive persons is greater, where blacks account for 64% of persons 13 to 24 years who are diagnosed with HIV, and 63% of young MSM 13 to 24 years of age who are diagnosed with HIV. Oops, wrong way, sorry. To prevent HIV transmission, to reduce HIV-related health disparities, which is a primary goal of the National HIV/AIDS Strategy, public health practice has used increased HIV testing as a key prevention strategy. Persons who are tested for HIV may benefit from earlier HIV diagnoses and linkage to care, which can allow them to receive HIV medications that extend length and quality of life. HIV testing can help persons with HIV to become aware of their infection, which may prevent transmission, since persons who are aware of their infection are more likely to transmit HIV. to prevent HIV testing transmission, CDC recommends routine testing for persons who are 13 to 64 years of age in healthcare settings, and annual testing for persons who report HIV high-risk behaviors. For those persons with little or no access to healthcare, HIV testing in non-clinical settings can be an effective way to reach persons who may be infected or at risk for infection with HIV. Given the disparity that we know exists between blacks and other racial ethnic groups, there is a need for increased HIV testing among at-risk blacks in non-clinical settings. Because many blacks don't receive their testing in healthcare settings, as recommended by CDC, studies show that blacks are less likely, for example, to have access to a regular healthcare provider, and even blacks who do have access to care, healthcare settings, studies suggest that they are more likely to decline or delay HIV testing in those sections. And among MSM, black MSM, they are more likely to be tested late in their HIV infection cycle, which of course affects their ability to be treated and their survival time. Although blacks are more likely than other racial or ethnic groups to have been tested at least once, many blacks are unaware of their HIV status. In fact, 3 out of 5 black persons in the U.S. are unaware of their HIV status. It's not surprising, then, that recent surveillance reports found that 63% of HIV-infected black MSM in 21 cities were unaware of their HIV infection, and 21% of HIV-infected blacks in states in the United States in the surveillance were unaware of their HIV status. Increased HIV testing that allows for earlier treatment of HIV may ultimately improve survival of blacks who have the highest rate of death due to HIV disease. To help increase awareness of HIV status and prevent transmission among blacks and other at-risk populations, CDC launched the Behavioral Assessment and Rapid Testing Project, or BART, in 2009 and 10. The goal was to implement event-based rapid testing and behavioral assessment as a strategy for reducing HIV transmission and increasing HIV prevention. The objectives were to increase awareness of HIV status among at-risk persons and to identify and describe unrecognized HIV infection. The BART project offered for the African-American population testing at 13 sociocultural events in those 2009-10 years, at 6 minority gay pride festivals, or MGPs, at 2 black spring break events, and at 5 events attracting large numbers of African-Americans. The recruitment methods and the counseling and testing protocols implemented varied across site, and this is because of the variation in size and duration of testing activities, as well as the variation in testing experience and the different local health policies and practices that existed. Risk and testing behavior was collected using CDC's HIV testing form, and persons with preliminary positive results were offered confirmatory HIV tests on site and referred to care. For this analysis, the persons were included if they were identified or self-identified as African American or black and were tested at a BART, MGP, BSB, or African American event. The objectives were to describe those persons who were unaware of their HIV status among the black persons tested, and to measure and describe those persons unaware of their HIV infection among the persons tested. We used bivariate and descriptive analysis using SAS 9.2. And I just included this picture to give an example of what it was like in the field. This is at an event in Chicago. We basically tested in tents or in fields or wherever it was that the events allowed us to receive people, have them tested, and give them results. And it wasn't always that sunny. In brief, we tested almost 3,800 black men and women at 3 types or 3 categories of BART events. Looking by category, more black persons and more black men were tested at the MGP events. At the Black Spring Break and African American events, we tested more women than men. Overall, we tested more women than men, and the median age was 24 for overall, and it was younger at the Black Spring Breaks of 20, median age of 20, and older at the African American events where median age was 32. Almost 90% of those who were tested had at least one risk factor for HIV, and it ranged from 81 to 97%. And almost 30% of those tested persons at Black Spring Break, almost 30% of those who had not tested had not been previously tested. With higher proportions of persons at the Black Spring Break and at the African American events not having been previously tested. The positivity among those tested was 3% and ranged by category from 0.6% or 0.2% at the Black Spring Break events down here to 7% at the minority gay pride events. In regard to the 2,140 black women that were tested, almost 3/4 reported sex with a man. More women tested at the Black Spring Break and the African American events, which tend to attract a more heterosexual population, and reported sex with a man at those two events. Of the women who reported sex with a man in the past 12 months, more than half reported unprotected sex during that time period, including 58% of women tested at minority gay pride events who reported sex with a man. Still, only 7 women reported sex with an MSM, and only 11 women reported sex with an HIV-positive man. There were did I skip? There were 7 black women who tested HIV positive, 6 from minority gay pride events, and but only 3 of them were confirmed as newly diagnosed out of all those who were positive. Just over half of the 1,645 black men in our analysis were tested at minority gay pride events, and nearly 70% of men we tested that reported sex with a man in the past year. More than half of the men we tested had sex with no condom. A greater percentage of men who were tested at the African-American events reported unprotected sex, but a greater percentage of men tested at the minority gay pride events reported intravenous drug use, sex with intravenous or injection drug use, or having sex with an HIV-positive person. Overall, there was a 6% positivity among men and a 42% of those persons who were confirmed who were tested were confirmed as newly diagnosed. There was 11% positivity at minority gay pride events, where most of the men receiving HIV positive results were tested, and 42% of those men testing positive were diagnosed as new diagnoses. Notably, each category reported identifying newly diagnosed individuals. This slide uses a crude odds ratio to measure how much certain demographic and risk factors were associated with HIV. attendees' likelihood of having been tested for HIV in the past 12 months is what was reported here in general, with a statistical significance based on a 95% confidence interval. So we found that persons tested in the past 12 months were more likely to be younger, that is 25 to 30 years of age, to have been tested at minority gay pride events, or black spring break events, as opposed to African American events, and to have reported sex with an HIV-positive person. Having sex without a condom or at least one HIV risk factor was associated, but not statistically significant in this analysis. We would need to control for other factors to more precisely assess these associations. Now, this is looking at all those who were HIV-positive. Of the half of the men we tested who received HIV-positive results were under 25 years of age, and the majority were men who have sex with men, and almost 60% reported having unprotected sexual intercourse in the past 12 months. 41% were newly diagnosed, but for more than 25%, the time for diagnosis was not determined. Thank you. Of those receiving HIV positive test results, 42% of those receiving HIV positive test results were newly diagnosed, and 31% were previously diagnosed. But 27% were lost to follow-up for because they were from out of state or because the health department wouldn't report, wasn't able to give us the testing agency actually follow-up information. Of the 75 persons whose time of diagnosis and follow-up information could be obtained, that's in the bottom row, 50 or 66% were either referred or left to care. In summary, the majority of persons tested were at increased risk for HIV infection in this BART project. Of those tested, 40% of black spring break, 32% of African American events, and 16% of minority gay pride event attendees tested had not been previously tested. Although the majority of MSM tested were at minority gay pride events, I think it's important to know that 10% of men who have sex with men were recruited at African-American events that attract large numbers of African-Americans or black spring break events. Increased awareness of HIV status among 1,051 persons who had not been previously tested for HIV and 1,266 persons who had not been tested within the past 12 months shows that this project contributed to the increased HIV status awareness of the African-American population that we tested. Overall positivity among the those who were received positive results was 3%. That's 0.3% for women, 6% for men. Of 110 HIV positive results that were given out, 46 or 42% were new diagnoses. Among the BART events, the minority gay pride events had the highest positivity at 7%, including 2% of women at those events and 11% of men at those events. We identified 22 persons who had not been tested in the past 12 months and 13 persons who had not previously been tested at all who were newly diagnosed with HIV. And we referred or linked 38 of those newly diagnosed persons to care. Finally, I would say that there were some limitations because we used convenience sampling methods that were non-systematic to recruit persons for HIV testing. These findings may not represent all black persons attending BART events. In addition, these data only represent those persons that we approached who accepted HIV testing at the events. We were not able to capture information on the number, percentage, or characteristics of persons who refused testing. And also the field conditions where the behavioral data was collected may have influenced the completeness of data we received. And since this was not consistent across sites, it may have led to some information bias. Information bias may also have resulted from the proportion of out-of-state participants whose home state did not share HIV testing, linkage, or care information, and this too varied widely. In conclusion, event-based testing can be used as a HIV prevention tool for reaching at-risk persons who do not receive HIV testing as recommended by offering HIV rapid testing at socio-cultural events attracting black men and women. The BART project increased awareness of status of HIV for persons at risk for HIV infection who had not been tested as recommended by CDC, and for HIV infected persons who were previously unaware of their HIV infection and linked them to care. I have to thank many of the partners from all over the country and my CDC colleagues. Thank you very much. There's time for one or two questions, I'm told.